We continue our learning Le'il in Ishmas, Tavim, and Menachem Rish, and Mecham Yaakov, and Vinichos Leo, we in Yevamos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Bas Yisrael, Ma'oresas Le'Kohen. You have a case of a Bas Yisrael who has Kiddushin with a Kohen. And the Mishnah is going to tell us in a moment that she cannot eat Truma. Then that we know already, although she is Kinyan Kaspo, she is has Kiddushin to a Kohen, and the Kohen therefore has acquired her, and Truma is based on being Kinyan Kaspo. We've mentioned several times that Midrabanan, we don't allow a Bas Yisrael who only has Kiddushin to a Kohen to eat Truma, for afraid she may feed that Truma to her family since she's still living at home, or maybe the husband will find some type of mum that will make the marriage a Mekach Tos, and it will be uprooted to begin with. At the time of Nisuin, we'll see that the whole time during Kiddushin she'd been eating Truma, and really they were never married because there was some mum that nullifies the entire marriage. So Bas Yisrael Moreses the Kohen doesn't eat Truma. Who else doesn't eat Truma? Mu'uberes mi Kohen. You have a woman who's pregnant from a Kohen. She married to a Kohen and now she's divorced, let's say, or he passed away. So if she has a child who survives, she has a living child, so then she can continue to eat Truma. But if she's only pregnant from the Kohen, so then she can't eat Truma. This is based on, we learned this in the past, 7th Perek, 4th Mishnah. We spoke about the fact that, or the Mishnah before, the Mishnah Gimel as well, Mishnah said, V'lid be'so, heim yochlu v'lachmo. And that taught us, yilud machil, only a child causes the wife to be able, the mother to be able to eat, the child of the Kohen, but not a uber, not an uber, not if she's just pregnant with a child of a Kohen. Who else is on the list who can't eat Truma? Shomeris Yavam the Kohen, a woman who's awaiting Yibum. Maybe her husband was a Kohen, and yes, and the Yavam is also a Kohen, but because the husband passed away, and she's not Kinyan Kaspo, because she's really Kinyano Shelach, if we mentioned this in Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet as well. So therefore, she can't eat Truma. V'chein Bas Kohen Yisrael. And certainly, Bas Kohen, who is Mikudeshes to Yisrael on a Doraisa level, she's already the Kinyan Kaspo of Yisrael. So of course, she can no longer eat Truma. So all these cases, the Bas Yisrael, Mo'oresis Lekohen, Mu'uberes Mikohen, pregnant woman from a Kohen, V'shomeres Yavam Lekohen, V'chein Bas Kohen Yisrael, Lo Sochal Betruma. Now we're going to discuss a Bas Yisrael and a Levi. Bas Yisrael Ma'oresis LeLevi, and this Mishnah is assuming, like Rabbi Meir's opinion, that a Levi can eat Maaser, but a Yisrael cannot. We paskin against that. We hold that a Yisrael is able to eat Maaser, but Rabbi Meir holds that only a Levi can eat Maaser. If that's true, then we understand this halacha very well. It's basically the parallel case to the case of the Kohen. Instead of speaking about Truma, we're speaking about Maaser. Bas Yisrael, Ma'oresis Levi, a Bas Yisrael who has Kiddushin to a Levi. Mu'uberes mi Levi, or pregnant from a Levi. Shomeres Yavam a Levi, waiting to have Yibum before my Levi. V'chein Bas Levi l'Yisrael, and certainly a Bas Levi who is acquired by Yisrael, where midoraisa, she's married, she's the Kinyan Kaspo of the Yisrael. So lo so achab maser. All these people cannot eat maser, just like the Kohen in those previous cases, they weren't able to eat Truma. Bas Levi Ma'oresis LeKohen, or Me'uberes MiKohen, or let's say you have the following. A Bas Levi has Kiddushin to a Kohen, or is a Bas Levi is pregnant with a Kohen's child, or Shomeris Yavam LeKohen, or Bas Levi is waiting for Yibum from a brother, from the brother who's a Kohen. V'chein Bas Kohen LeLevi, and same thing as a Bas Kohen who's Mekudeshes to a Levi, Lo socha, lo bitruma, lo maaser. They can't eat truma or maaser. Now, this is a little bit difficult because we understand the truma. Truma is usher for the Levi, but maaser is not usher for the Kohen. So if that's true, what should be the problem here? No matter who she is, certainly if you have a case, take the case where, why should we disqualify the daughter of a Levi who is Mekudeshes to a Kohen, or the daughter of a Kohen Mekudeshes to a Levi, why should they not be able to eat Maaser? Either way, the Kohen or a Levi, whatever status they have, Maaser should be permitted to them. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Mishnah only means to disqualify this woman from receiving the Maaser directly from the farmer. That's the issue. In the Beis HaGranos, what's the problem with that? So this is a Gezeret Rabbanon to prevent the following. Let's say you have a daughter of a Yisrael married to a Levi. So there, we're afraid if a daughter of Bas Yisrael is married to a Levi and is divorced or becomes a widow, So we're afraid that if we allow the farmer to give her the maaser directly, he may then give it to her even after she was divorced or widowed. And at that point, she's not allowed to eat the maaser. So then the Chachamim said, you know what? Only the husbands can acquire the maaser and then give it to their wives. The Chachamim therefore wanted to prevent the daughter of Yisrael from receiving truma after her divorce from a Kohen. So therefore they prohibited any woman from receiving truma directly. So that applies as that concern was there as well. I read from the Bar Tanura, Hachi Kama, this is what he said, this is what it means to say, Ein chokin truma v'lo maaser beveis agronos. We don't distribute, and this applies to truma as well. Not truma and not maaser in the beis agronos, lo labas kohen, v'lo labas levi. Not even to a bas kohen and bas levi. Why not? Why can't I give the truma to a bas kohen and give the maaser to a bas levi? Gezerim shem grusha bas Yisrael. Ooh, what's going to happen? You have a bas Yisrael who now becomes divorced from the Levi or the Kohen. She asrula chob maaser. She can't eat maaser anymore as a bas Yisrael, although she was able to eat maaser when she was married. Vim yechalku leisha maaser beveis agronos. See, if you're going to allow the wife to be able, or if you're going to distribute it to the wife of a Levi, let's say maaser in the beis agronos in the granary by the farmer, yavo lachlok lebas Yisrael. What's she going to do? After she gets divorced, you're going to still give it to her, but now she's a Bas Yisrael. No one's going to know that, why we were giving to her was because of her husband. You didn't know that. So therefore, Rabbi Meir made Xera. Rabbi Meir says, don't distribute to the wife in the Beis Agronos, even a Bas Kohen and a Bas Levi. And the fact that it mentioned a bas levi that's ma'oreses, that only has kiddushin, it's not necessarily lav dafka. It even applies to a nesua. But the fact that it mentioned bas Yisrael ma'oreses the kohen and the reisha, so we mentioned here in the sefer as well. And then the Mishnah says, the last line. So once again, that's what the Mishnah means. Bas levi ma'oreses the kohen, ma'oreses the kohen, shomer sevim the kohen, v'chein bas kohen the levi. Lo socha lo b'tshuva lo b'maser, and that means obviously that we're referring to that they cannot eat. It means that it should not be distributed to them. Perek tes Mishnah hey. This Mishnah says the following. Here we have we'll see the progression here. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen. You have a case where a Bas Yisrael is married. This is full marriage to a kohen. So that's easy. Tochal b'truma, because this is a kinyan kaspo and there's no gezera derabbanon because they're living in the same home. So that's not a problem at all. Meis. But now let's say there's a Bas Yisrael married to a kohen and the kohen, her husband, dies. V'lohem en uben. And she has a son. So even if it's a daughter, it doesn't matter, son or a daughter, could be any child. V'lidbeiso heim yolchu v'lachmo yolchu is ya'achilu. As we know, the zera of a kohen could be machil the mother truma. So therefore, v'la meis v'la heimen ebein tocha b'truma. She can continue eating truma. Nises levi. So now what happens? The almana of this kohen marries a levi. Now we're going to follow the pattern of that of Rabbi Meir, that only a levi can eat maaser, or a levi and a kohen can eat maaser. So the Mishnah here says tochal b'maaser. She is able now to eat maaser rishon because she is the wife of a levi. Now, she can't eat truma anymore. Why not? Doesn't she have a son from a Kohen? And isn't he alive? Yeah, the problem is, since she's married to a levi, she's considered a zara, a non-Kohenes, and therefore she can't eat truma anymore. Maaser, yes, but truma, no. Mace, if now her husband, the levi, died, v'lohe menu bein, and they have a child from the levi, tochal b'maaser. She can continue eating maaser rishon by virtue of the son from the levi, but she can't eat truma. Doesn't she have a kohen son as well? No, the child that she has from the levi disqualifies her from truma. And then nisis l'Yisrael, and then this woman, after being married to a kohen, and he passed away, and then married to a levi, and he passed away, she marries Yisrael. Lo tocha lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. So following Rabbi Meir's opinion, she can't eat maaser rishon because she's married to Yisrael, and so she can't eat truma either. Meis, if this Yisrael husband died, v'lohe menu bein, and she has a child from the Yisrael, lo tochal lo b'shum v'lo b'maser. She cannot, even after he passes away, can no longer eat truma maser, because she has a child from Israel, and that child passes or disqualifies her from eating truma and maser rishon, even though she happens to have a child from a Kohen and a child from a Levi who are still alive. But meis benam Yisrael, but if her, chas v'shalom, her son from the Israel dies, and she's now left with the Levi child and the Kohen child, tochal b'maser, she can eat maser because of the child she has from a Levi, but not truma. Meis benami Levi, if the only child now left is a child from the Kohen, then tochal b'truma, she goes back to eat truma. Meis benami Kohen, but if the child from the Kohen passes away, chas v'shalom, now she's left with no children, remember who she was. She was started out as a Bas Yisrael. So lo tochal, lo b'truma, v'lo m'maser. Why? She's a Zara now. And therefore, she would be ushered to eat any of those things. And once again, according to Rabbi Meir, can't eat maser, because according to Rabbi Meir, only a Levi and Kohen can eat maser, not a Yisrael.